This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
It's a Vet's Life by Alex Duncan.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. If you attend a dog whose mistress calls it darling, watch out, especially if she calls her husband by his full Christian name. 9 times out of 10, the dog will be a hysteric. And the husband? I asked Uncle Simon. Well, Michael, he could be anything from a manic depressive to a fellow with a persecution complex. Remember, the husband should be none of your business, but if you aren't careful, he soon will be. Now, that's the only piece of advice I'm giving you. Uncle Simon locked the cabinet of patients' files and flung the keys on the desk. The surgery's all yours. He looked as pleased with himself as if he'd just tossed the keys into the English Channel. Where's your forwarding address? I asked. You won't need one. I've arranged for my guns to be sent to the boat. Simon picked up an apple green anorak, the latest Himalaya Sahara model from Lillywhite's, and put it on in front of the mirror. I wasn't thinking of your guns, I told him. What if I wanted to consult you about a patient? You won't be able to, Michael. That's all there is to it. I have no idea where I'll be, in India, in Africa, on top of a mountain, in some jungle. But wherever it is, I'm not going to travel thousands of miles to pick up letters at the nearest Cook's. Don't look so depressed. He patted me on the shoulder. I suppose you do know as much as any other young vet.